Anaida.
Hi guys, my name is Anaida, and today I'm going to tell you the story of Cinderella. Cinderella lived with her stepmother and her two stepsisters, who were very jealous of her because she was kind and beautiful. And so they forced her to work a lot for them. The whole day, she would have to dust the furniture and scrub the floors, iron their clothes, and cook food for everyone. The poor girl used to be very tired and go to bed exhausted every day. One day, they all were invited to a ball that the prince was holding at the palace. But Cinderella was not allowed to go. She watched sadly as her stepmother and stepsisters dressed up and headed to the ball. She so wished she could join them. Cinderella was feeling very sad and started to cry. Suddenly, her fairy godmother appeared and said, "You are very kind and beautiful, Cinderella, and you deserve to go to the ball." With a wave of her magic wand, she turned Cinderella's ragged clothes into a gorgeous gown. With another wave of her wand, she turned a pumpkin into a coach, and some mice into horses, and an elegant coachman. Cinderella was delighted and thanked her fairy godmother, who warned her, "One thing you must keep in mind, you must come home before midnight, as that is when the spell will break and everything will turn back to what it was earlier." Cinderella said she would and left for the ball at once. At the ball, the prince saw Cinderella and immediately fell in love with this beautiful girl. He danced with her all night long. The guests agreed that they made a wonderful couple. Everyone was wondering who this young pretty girl was, since even her stepmother and her stepsisters could not recognize her. Cinderella was so happy dancing with the prince that she only remembered her fairy godmother's warning when she heard the first chime of the clock striking 12. She immediately rushed out of the palace in such a hurry that she lost one of her glass slippers. She managed to run out just in time, because as soon as the clock struck 12 and it turned midnight, she transformed back into her ragged clothes. And the coach, horses, and elegant coachman transformed back into a pumpkin and mice. This beautiful, mysterious girl who vanished at midnight became the talk of the town. The prince was very sad that all he had left of her was the glass slipper she had left behind, that he announced that he would marry the girl to whom the slipper belonged, as she and only she deserved to be his princess. All the ladies in the kingdom came to try on the glass slipper, including Cinderella's stepmother and stepsisters. But nobody had feet as small as Cinderella's, and the glass slipper just would not fit anyone. The prince got so frustrated that he decided to take the glass slipper one house to another and get all the ladies to try it on, till he found his princess. And finally he reached Cinderella's house. And when he asked her to try on the glass slipper, she did, so shyly, and the slipper fit on her foot perfectly. The prince was delighted and asked her to marry him immediately. He and Cinderella were very happy to see each other again and promised that they would never be separated. The end.
Question of the story with Anaira.
The question I'm going to ask you about this story is, at what time did the fairy godmothers spell break? The answer is, the fairy godmother's spell broke at midnight. I'm sure you knew that. Thank you for listening to this story. Bye!